Welcome to the Parks Necker Pod, your source for Disney Parks news. I am Matt, and I'm with my co-host, Katie. Katie, what is happening?
What's up? Happy Wednesday.
Happy.
How are you?
I'm doing well, tired. My daughter's been sick, so it's been rough. It's daycare,
Daycare.
Daycare, that's all I can say. So it's been tough and challenging, but things are good. Things are good. How are you doing?
Doing pretty good. I'm also very tired. We had some crazy storms today, and it's just been ugly and gray and gross out. And I'm like, I'm done. Like, I just want to go to bed. Start over tomorrow. Maybe the sun will come out.
Man, it was like the opposite. It was like 80 and sunny and a nice breeze. I took my daughter out for a few walks here and there. So.
Oh, man. No, I was sitting at work, and by the time I normally leave, I couldn't even see out the window. It was raining so hard, and lightning was going crazy, and I was like, I'm going to work late today. I'm outside right now.
I hear it. Yeah, those days stink.
Yeah.
But
it's all good.
Yeah, all good. But we got some good stuff going on this week. Nothing like too major, besides one thing I guess you could say is major. For the news we got, Splash Mountain, we've been waiting to get more news on that. We got an official name and date for Tiana's Bayou Adventure coming to both Walt Disney World and Disneyland. More character dining is returning. The People Mover got a new narration.
Yes.
The Disney Springs is having a new foodie event called The Flavors of Florida. We'll talk a bit about that and a few other things as well. So why don't we just, get started? Is that cool with you?
Let's do it. I'm ready.
All right. Well, before
little topics, but I like them. They're small things, but I'm all happy about all of them.
I know. Yeah, we got some good stuff. Even some stuff I didn't even mention. So.
Yeah.
But cool. Yeah. Before we start, we got to talk about Park Snacker. It is the new and free mobile app for Disney fans, Disney Parks fans. I should say. Where you can rate, review, and discover over 60,000 menu items at Walt Disney World. You can connect with your friends to see what they're snacking on, browse menus, create custom lists, and so much more. So head over to parksnacker.com today to download the app available on iOS and Android. Again, go to parksnacker.com today to rate and review what you eat and drink at Walt Disney World.
And keep your stomach happy.
Yeah.
We did it.
We did it this time.
I was ready.
I almost, during when I was reading that, I was cracking a smile because I was like, I hope she's going to say it. And I almost screwed it up, but
I was intentionally not looking at you.
Okay, good.
I was like, don't do it. We're good. That was fine.
Yeah. Yeah, we got it. So,
it only took us 25 episodes.
I know. It's all right. It's all good. We did it. So last week I said I was going to be including the food and wine festival menu items in the app. I said they'd be in here by this week. Because my daughter being sick, I had zero time to do stuff. I'm in the middle of – I have to organize it in a way, and it takes a long time. I just haven't been able to finish it, but it'll – food and wine starts next week, so don't worry.
Yeah,
it'll be up. But it's already halfway done, and the hard part is done. Now I just have to do the easy part, and that's it.
Good.
So.
Well, and we got the menus a week earlier than we typically do, too. So you already had a head start. So you're right on track. Right on track.
Thank goodness, too. Yeah, they always would – they would always release it, 1 week beforehand, but for whatever reason, they did it 2 weeks, so – all right. So before we start, we got some quick notes. I feel like we might, I feel like I want to do this if there is things, just really quick things I want to shoot off, reminders, things that are happening, just some small things that don't need too much discussion. But I thought to start, I just found out that from July 14th through July 25th, Enchantment will be played twice a night at 9:20 p.m. and 11 p.m. over at the Magic Kingdom.
Nice.
So, if you're, if you're trying to avoid the crowds, skip the 9:20 p.m. and go for the 11. That's what I would do. 'Cause
100%. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm always Magic Kingdom. I'm always there late to close. And I would much rather prefer stand there for the 11 p.m. and, go out after that. Plus, you know, kids are, you know, there probably won't be a lot of kids. The parents are going to take their, you know, take their kids away and stuff. So,
yeah. And you can get so much done in the parks when everyone else is watching the 9:20 mm-hmm. show. So go knock through a bunch of rides at 9:30, whatever. And that you're set for success right there.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
I feel like they've done this in the past too, though. They've had multiple showings a night for the summer, haven't they?
Honestly, I don't remember, to be honest. They probably did. Disney has done, you know, lots of things in the past. I'm sure they have. I don't remember.
Mm-hmm. I know they have for like the parties and stuff. So maybe that's just what I'm thinking. But it's cool to see like two solid weeks of multiple shows. That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's busy weeks too. And, you know, people want to be out late. So. Yeah. So check it out. Yeah. Like in Katie, like you said, you can get so much done like between that first showing. That's what I did when I was there. Cause I wasn't seeing the, enchantment. I got a ton of stuff done while everyone was seeing the fireworks and it's great. So,
yep.
Cool. So, Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party. The first, party is sold out. I should say, not the very first party. I meant there is the first Halloween party, meaning on Halloween, that party is sold out. So there is one sold out so far, and that is on Halloween. So if you want to get tickets for Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party, it is gone for that. The next one will definitely be the first party. Wow, I'm just making this way more confusing than it needs to be. So,
I know. What are you doing?
I don't know. I set it up very poorly.
The first one to sell out is the last party, and the last one, the next one that will sell out is the first party.
You know what? You should just do this from now on. I've always been ratted on by my friends growing up because like I'm awful at telling stories. Like I shouldn't. I feel like I started podcasting to make myself better at speech. Mm-hmm. I've always had issues there. But, man, yeah, that was rough. So thank you for helping me out there.
Hey,
yeah.
That's why you have a co-host, right? Like, you say the words, and I'll condense it into one single sentence.
Perfect, yeah. Oh, man. That And, you know, if I did this by myself tonight, that would have been real rough. No.
Well, thank goodness I'm here.
All right. Well, anyways, so the next up is Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party today, when this podcast comes out, July 7th, tickets are now on sale to the general public. So for the past week, they have been out for resort guests. So they've been able to get them. No parties, as far as I've seen, have not been sold out. So, you know, getting them tomorrow, hopefully you don't have any issues. So. And if anything, again, the first party will be the one to probably sell out because it ends on the 25th. So there's no party on Christmas Day or anything like that. So or the last party. Yeah, the last party is the 22nd. Yep. So anyways, I know. Did I hope so? Jeez, man, it's been a long day.
I know. Good luck, everyone listening. It's going to be a rough one.
I know. And then, so Katie, I don't know, did you see about like the glitch that happened this past week?
I did.
Yeah. So people who wanted annual passes got like a, you know, real quick surprise and like, you know, they were just happy. They're like, oh, is annual passes coming back? What happened was a few days ago on the Disney's website, they started offering two annual passes, they were only up for an hour, but when people were to go to check out, they just couldn't. They couldn't do it. So people were like, oh, are they coming back? Like, what's going on? Disney did give out an official word saying this was a glitch. It shouldn't have happened, but it did. So, you know, no annual passes anytime soon. But Katie, real quick, I just want to go to you. When do you think they'll return? Do you have any thoughts of when this could happen?
I have no idea because honestly, I'm still not sure why they're not selling them. I think it's very silly. So yeah, I have absolutely no clue. I mean, I guess it's a possibility that they just won't return ever, but I don't know. Not for a while. I don't know. I have no eloquent way of saying it, but I don't think they're coming back anytime soon. What do you think?
You know, I don't have any great thoughts on this. You know, I feel like there's so much demand right now for people to come to Disney. And I, you know, if anything, maybe after the summer, maybe they'll be like, okay, let's try bringing APs back, you know, once the summer crowds are done. You know, maybe Disney knows that there are so many locals now that want annual passes, but they'd rather have like resort guests coming because they're going to be the ones that spend more. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
You know, I don't see why they're holding back annual passes anymore.
So I wonder, like, so we still are seeing extra high crowds right now because, you know, you have to imagine how many people got their trips canceled within the past mm-hmm. 2 years. So they're all rescheduling for this year and next year. So maybe this is Disney's way of keeping crowds low. I mean, crowd control is the only way I can possibly
yep.
justify this. And, like, knowing exactly when your guests are going to show up versus annual pass holders, they only get they could get literally zero notice of when annual pass holders would show up. So
mm-hmm.
I guess it's a good crowd control. It's a good way to, you know, track attendance as well.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, Disney knows how many people they're going to have because of the park pass reservations.
Yeah.
So it's like, well, why not just let annual pass holders go anyway? Because they'll be blocked out of the date where reservations mm-hmm. are not available. You know, maybe they're worried that resort guests won't, like, get a park pass reservation because of annual pass holders. But usually resort guests book, like, their dates way ahead in advance anyway. So I can't really see that being an issue. I don't have, like, a real reason, like, why. I don't see any negative besides just bringing more locals. And mm-hmm. I know Disney,
well,
I feel like they do know that resort guests will spend more.
Yeah, that's definitely for sure. But maybe it also has to do I just lost my train of thought. This is like the second time I lost my train of thought. definitely has a lot to do with spending and whatnot. And maybe they were – oh, that's right. There's a lot of annual pass holders who are getting very annoyed that they weren't getting any park dates, right? Because you'll get blocked out if there's too many people there. So annual pass holders weren't getting – you know, weren't seeing availability for, and then they have this pass that they paid for and they're literally blocked out for an entire summer or something, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I wonder if that has a lot to do with it, like crisis management almost.
Yeah, because that's not a good, you know, experience as well. Because what a lot of APs are doing, you know, we talked about this, where they're going, you know, say Epcot has a park pass reservation available, but, you know, they book that one and then they park hop.
Yeah.
To the park they actually want to go to. That happens a lot.
Yeah.
You know, there's been rumors that Park Hopper, you're going to have to start doing park pass reservations for that. I don't want to get into that because that's just a rumor as of right now. But hopefully that doesn't happen. So, yeah, you know, who knows when they'll actually return. So. Yeah. So Katie, you put this last thing up here, so why don't you talk about it?
Yeah, I just had a giggle because I'm not sure if you saw, but the Disney Wish, the new cruise ship that just launched, I think it was just this week, right? Just a couple days ago. The Disney Wish has this really cool new hyperspace Star Wars something lounge. And it was put out there that there is a cocktail available at this Star Wars lounge that costs $5,000. It's called the Kyber Crystal. At first I was like, how the heck could anything cost $5,000? Well, mm-hmm. reading into it more, like, it comes with three different shots of what I'm sure are very fancy liquors. I don't know anything about liquor, but they sound fancy. Comes with a cocktail drink. And it also, reading more into it, it's more of an experience, like a drink experience than just, you know, a single thing, right? Because you get, it looked like you get special Star Wars, like, escorts to going on and off the ship. You also get, like, Star Wars themed decor in your guest room, it looked mm-hmm. like, or something. But the coolest thing I thought was that you also get a voucher to go visit Skywalker Ranch, but you only get one voucher for one person. So you'd have to go by yourself because it's not open to the public. So that's a little odd to me that they wanted to at least give you a voucher for your family. Or maybe it is for your family, but it reads a lot like it's just one person. But did you see this come out? What were your thoughts? I just had to giggle.
I did see this. And at first I was like, why is would anyone pay for a $5,000 right. drink? But I think the Star Wars fans who want to visit Skywalker Ranch,
yeah.
they will spend this because, you know, that's where George Lucas, he worked on a lot of the Star Wars films. You know, other films are still worked on there. There's a vineyard there. You know, you just can't go to it. So this is, you know, allowing you to go visit this elusive, mm-hmm. you know, place. So I feel like any huge Star Wars fan who has $5,000 to spare, you know, they'll book this experience.
Mm-hmm. It's all the people who are going on the Star Cruiser for the second time already.
Yep. Yeah, pretty much. So, yeah, that's, you know, that's where the money is really coming in. It's, you know, the liquor is just, you know, for the fun of it. But, yeah, I thought this was interesting. I've been actually following a lot of the cruise stuff this week. And mm-hmm. I was like, oh, man. I even said to my wife, I'm like, you know, one of these days we'll have to go on a Disney cruise.
Yeah, so. I would love to. Nick would never, but I would love to.
Yeah, I honestly don't think I will. I'm just afraid of getting sick, you know. Fair. I get bad motion sickness and I don't want to like waste all this money, so
yep.
I don't know. Anyway, so that is that's all the quick you know, topics that we have for today. So let's get to the big, you know, news story that we have. So this past week, I felt like, to me, out of nowhere, I had no idea this was happening, no one was talking about it, but there was the Essence Festival of Culture happening in New Orleans, and Disney was there. And there they had a panel where they talked about the brand new name and attraction that is replacing Splash Mountain. We knew in the past it was going to be the Princess and the Frog theme after Tiana. The official name is Tiana's Bayou Adventure. So this ride will take guests on a musical adventure inspired by the beloved story and characters from the fan favorite film, picking up where the film left off. Guests will join Princess Diana, Naveen, and jazz-loving alligator Lewis on an adventure through the bayou as they prepare to host a one-of-a-kind Mardi Gras celebration where everyone is welcome. So they also announced that it is going to be opening in late 2024 over at the Magic Kingdom and the Disneyland Park in California. So, Katie, what are you making this news? Any thoughts?
I'm pumped. I'm really excited for this overlay. Like, I love Splash Mountain, and I hope that they keep some nods to it, the appropriate nods to it. But I'm super stoked to have Tiana get her own ride. And I think, I mean, they also put out some concept art of her outfit in the ride too. And she yeah. looks very Jungle Cruise-esque, which mm-hmm. I'm obsessed with. I love that. My biggest fear is in the description of what the ride through is going to be, it doesn't mention anything about a multi-story drop. So I need to figure out how this whole huge mountain drop is going to fit in. Because if they take out the drop, I'm going to riot.
I feel like they're going to leave the track as is and just right. replace.
I agree.
Yeah, but I don't think they're going to replace track.
I'm interested to see how a 3-foot, 3-story drop fits into it or however high it is.
Yeah, that's going to be definitely interesting. You know, what's the reasoning, you know, they're going, you know, maybe, you know, you're going into like Dr. Facilier's,
ooh,
I don't
yeah.
know, area. I've honestly never seen the movie.
Matt!
I know. So it's funny because I tried watching it this past week. I had it on. I watched the first 10 minutes, but Cora did not want to watch it. She was like, no, this is not something I want to watch. So I didn't get to watch it because I tried to before this, you know, this conversation. But I will. Don't worry. It came out at a time where like I had no interest in seeing this movie. In like 2008, I was like a 20-year-old guy who like had no care in the world to see this movie. So, and I haven't seen it. So,
I'm so disappointed.
I know. I'm sorry, but I do like the music.
Okay. That counts because the music is really what matters.
Yeah. So. But, yeah, I am, you know, it's going to be sad because growing up, Splash Mountain was my favorite ride. Like, same. That's the ride that I just loved as a kid. You know, my dad filmed our trip in 1994, and he filmed the entire Splash Mountain ride.
Oh, like,
he, you know, he's had this, the big VHS camera, and he filmed the whole thing. So, like, at home, like, you know, this is before YouTube, I watched that ride over and over and over, and I just loved, you know, I love Splash Mountain. So it's going to be, you know, it's going to be tough seeing those characters go away. And I, you know, I understand why Disney needs to get rid of this. You know, Song of the South is a controversial film. And, you know, the story that took place in, you know, southern part of America. I don't know if it was any. I tried to find the exact location, but like the Wikipedia just says, you know, southern America. But this is could have easily been in like Louisiana, just like, you know, Princess and the Frog. So, you know, if people are complaining that, oh, but it's, you know, that doesn't make sense for Frontierland. Well, it's like, well,
it does, though. Yeah.
Splash Mountain really didn't, you know, it kind of looks like it, but I don't, you know, I never really considered, I don't know. I just never thought of Splash Mountain to be part of, like, I know it's in Frontierland, but the theming doesn't make sense to Frontierland, for to me at least.
That's fair. I honestly never thought about that.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like there's going to be the skeptics out there for this ride of just like, you know, oh, that doesn't fit the theme of Frontierland. So it's like, well,
it's fair. I mean, everyone's always going to throw a tizzy whenever something very nostalgic gets changed. So I get it. Yeah. And I am very upset to see Splash Mountain go. But just like I was very upset that Great Movie Ride went away, mm-hmm. I am still in love with Runaway Railway. So like you can feel both things. So I'll miss Splash Mountain, but I am excited to see what Tiana's Bayou Adventure, TBA. I had to giggle at that too. But yeah, I'm pumped. It'll be interesting to see what else comes of it, but it'll be fun. Who knows?
Yeah.
Now here's my question. What's going to open first, Tiana's Bayou Adventure or Tron?
Oh, geez.
I feel honestly, like Tiana.
I put my money on Tiana. Yep.
Oh, Tron. Poor Tron.
I know. Yeah, so, I mean, the issue now will be, okay, when does Splash go down?
Mm-hmm.
That's going to affect crowd control because now there's one less ride. You know, hopefully Tron goes up, you know, maybe around the same time. One goes up, one goes down. You know, so that's going to affect some things as well. So,
yeah.
But yeah, that is Tiana's Bayou Adventure coming in 2024. And Disney also shared that more details will be announced later this year at the D23 Expo. Excited to see what comes out of that. So,
yeah.
All right. So something that just broke just a couple hours ago, Disney announced that there is more characters coming back to Walt Disney World in dining.
Yay!
So, yeah, a lot of the old buffets are going to have a lot of the characters coming back starting on, let's see, September 20th over at the Crystal Palace in Magic Kingdom. You're going to get the buffet back with characters featuring Winnie the Pooh and friends. So I believe there was Eeyore, Tigger, and Piglet who were roaming around over there. So have you ever done this buffet?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I love Crystal Palace. It's nothing to write home about with the food, but I just love meeting the Winnie the Pooh characters and getting to hug Tigger. Like, it's just so great. And Piglet, you never get to see Piglet or Eeyore anywhere. I love it. I like Crystal Palace for breakfast. If I ever do Crystal Palace, it's for breakfast only because you get into Magic Kingdom earlier. It's usually not as crowded. And I feel like the characters spend more time with you. Yeah.
Yeah, we did breakfast in our 2019 trip, and we had a reservation before the park opened, so that was nice, you know, getting in there. Yeah, it was fun, you know, fun with the characters there. I've never really been a Winnie the Pooh fan. It's just something, you know, I didn't care for. Well, we don't always have to agree on things. I'm not saying I hate them. I'm just saying I didn't grow up loving those characters.
I just made a face. I'm sorry.
You made a face like, Matt, I am disgusted with you.
I am not disgusted. I'm just disappointed.
Yeah. Unfortunately, guys, we're not on video this week. Was, you know, Katie and I talked about it. We both had rough days, and we're just like, we're not feeling up for video.
Sorry, so, you're missing out on my fantastic disapproval of our good friend Matt here.
Yeah. So anyways, I hate Winnie the Pooh and Friends.
Oh, my God.
But I'm happy. I'm just kidding. I'm happy they're coming back to Crystal Palace. So that's happening. Then a week later over at Ohana, it's going to be the Ohana Best Friends Breakfast featuring Lilo and Stitch. They are coming back September 27th. So that's exciting. So I don't think we'll have time this week, but next week I definitely want to talk about, because my 60 days for my dining reservations are coming up. So I want to talk about those next week. But this is, I think Ohana is going to be a backup plan for breakfast because we're going to attempt to get Topolino's breakfast. But if I don't, then I'm going to do Ohana's breakfast because I've never done it. I've heard, you know, excellent things about it. Lilo Stitch are coming back September 27th. Hate them as well. Moving on. No, I'm just kidding.
To be fair, I am not the biggest Stitch fan, so that I would allow that one. But it's all good. I've never done breakfast at Ohana. I've only ever done dinner, and I love dinner there. And I'm honestly not a big breakfast person, so like big fancy breakfast like that. Like Crystal Palace is still a buffet breakfast, but it's not as expensive, I think, as Ohana. Ohana, I feel like, has an extra layer to it, maybe. I don't know. Maybe I'm making it up. But we never go to Ohana for breakfast, mostly because you get a late reservation and watch the fireworks, and that's kind of... That's my jam.
It's always a good idea.
But they don't have characters at dinner. They only have, like... fun games and music and like you can really leave people.
I've never been to Ohana before. I have no idea.
It's really good.
Yeah, I heard it's great. So, all right. So that is it's coming back to Ohana over at Disney's Polynesian Village Resort September 27th. The last one we got here is over at Disney's Beach Club. You'll find over at Cape May Cafe that Minnie's Beach Bash Breakfast will be making its return. And I'm pretty sure I had to look this up because Disney did not specify. It said Minnie and Friends, but I believe from the past it was Minnie, Donald, Goofy, and Daisy who were at that breakfast. That's an all you care to enjoy buffet. It's a New England inspired spot serving up lots of tasty eats over there. So I've only been to Cape May Cafe for dinner, which was really good. I'm curious how the buffet is, though.
Yeah, same. I've only done dinner there.
Or for breakfast.
But I will say I love Minnie and Daisy's outfits for this Beach Bash breakfast. I think they're like some of the cutest outfits Minnie wears, if not like top five outfits she wears, I think, of like all inclusive. I love her little beachy outfit. It's adorable. You'll have to look it up.
I saw it before. But then I honestly don't remember what
it's just so beachy and fun. I don't know. It's cute. It's very beach club vibes, so it makes sense, but
That is kinda cool.
She's adorable.
Yeah. Oh, like the hat she's wearing, it's pretty dope.
Yes, I know.
So that's it for the character news that they dropped today. You know, I think I believe it was yesterday. Or 2 days ago, Minnie is now meeting with Mickey over at Mickey's Town Square Theater. So she's over there. We talked about how Chip and Dale were coming back with their fireside stuff over at Fort Wilderness. So lots of character interactions coming back.
I love it. It makes me feel so happy that they're coming back.
Yeah, I heard people were like, hey, when is 1900 Park Fair coming back with characters over at the Grand Floridian? So who knows?
I was trying to think about the what other character dining or characters in general, character spots we don't have back yet. But, 1900 is pretty much the only one I thought
of. Is Tusker House doing characters yet?
I thought they were.
I don't know. I'm not sure. I honestly, I don't remember. As of April 18th, characters once again move throughout the restaurant and have up-close guest interactions at Tusker House. So, that one's available now, too. So
it's pretty much all coming back. I love to see it. I really do.
Yeah. Cool. Well, speaking of new, which was a big surprise to lots of people, the People Mover has a brand new narration. Nothing like too crazy, too different. But there are like some mentions of things. You know, they talk about the Tron attraction now. people were upset because they were like the line, Mr. Morrow paging Tom Morrow, or Tom Morrow, what is it? Tom Morrow paging Mr. Morrow. That was in a different spot now. So people were like, oh, wait, is it gone? But then they realized, oh, no, it's just in a different spot. There's some new lines over in Buzz Lightyear, Space Ranger Spin, and there's a bunch of other stuff. So there's some cool things that are happening. There's lots of videos up on YouTube. You know, this is nothing like crazy, but people love the People Mover. So, you know, similar little changes like this people freak out about. So,
yeah, I haven't watched any of the videos yet, but it's pretty cool. It's cool. I'm glad that they were. I mean, you got to assume that they would include Tron and stuff and might as well make other updates while they're at it. Like I said, I haven't watched any of them yet, but I wonder what they're changing in Buzz Lightyear. Like what lines in Buzz Lightyear? Do you know?
From what I remember, like, you know, Buzz Lightyear says something, and I think there's like someone saying in the background, like, affirmative, we'll be like right there with you. Oh, like they're kind of talking back to Buzz. Not that, you know, again, it's nothing like crazy, you know, it's just like some new narration, but it was like very newsworthy this past week where people are going crazy about it. So,
well, we do love our People Mover, so I'll have to watch a ride through of it. The few times I've seen videos circulating, haven't been good times for me to sit and watch a video of the People Mover, just to listen to it through. So I'll have to do it, you know, tonight before I go to bed or something. That'll be nice, for sure. And soothing.
Yeah, nice 11-minute ride around, you know. Magic Kingdom.
I love the People Mover.
So the next thing is, so Disney is bringing back, every summer they've been doing the Flavors of Florida over at Disney Springs. This is celebrating the flavors of Florida with new beverages and dishes inspired by the Sunshine State. This is happening now all the way until August 14th. So about a month and a half here. You know, a lot of it is just, you know, a lot of orange stuff, but, you know, a lot of other things. And I was looking, I put all of the menu items in Park Snacker, and man, there was some good stuff. I'm like, man, I wish I was there for that. But, you know, I'm not going to go through the entire list here. Disney Parks blog has up the entire list. If you want to check it out, just look up Foodie Guide to the Flavors of Florida. But Katie, I asked you, hey, was there anything that stood out to you on here that you would want?
Yes. Going through the menu, there was a lot of shrimp. There was a lot of citrus, and that was about it. But, I mean, that's very summer in Florida, so it makes sense. I think the thing that stood out to me, besides everything, was at Gideon's Bakehouse, there is an orange pecan chocolate chip cookie. Now, I am obsessed with Gideon's, and I feel like I shouldn't be able to say I'm obsessed because I've only had one cookie and one coffee from Gideon's while other people get like six at a time. But like the one cookie I had was literally life changing. Like it was so good. And I didn't even eat it right away. I waited because I went to Gideon's in the morning and then we flew home that afternoon and I ate it the next day. And it was still just the most amazing cookie I've ever had in my life. So super excited. It's like almost half a pound of a vanilla bean cookie with orange essence, dark chocolate, pecan pralines, and candied orange peel. Like, sign me up, man. That's just heaven.
Yeah, that sounds really good. I'm excited to try Gideon's for the first time coming up on our trip. So I feel like I have to at this point.
Yeah. You know, don't be scared by the line, because the line always seems really, really long. It goes really fast.
Okay. Yeah. I need to get a cold brew there and a cookie. So. Yes.
And all of the cookies, you mean?
Yeah. Luckily I'll be with a party that loves cookies. So we'll probably get like a bunch and just,
perfect.
What I'm probably going to do is get what I can and then bring them back to the room. So we have them for like the rest of the week. So,
they travel well. Just take them home with you.
Yeah, we're going to be going to Disney Springs on a Wednesday, and we'll be leaving on a Saturday. So.
Got it.
But yeah, so you went with Gideon's. I actually went with Everglazed, you know, the donut spot. So I usually, you know, Disney donuts on property are kind of iffy with them, but Everglazed, from what I know, they make really good donuts. So I feel like I can trust them. But, orange citrus or like orange creamsicle, it's one of my favorite flavors of like anything. I love orange creamsicle or citrus. Mm-hmm. So they have a citrus dream donut, an orange glazed donut with white buttercream drizzled with orange icing and topped with a orange gummy and fresh mint leaf. Oh my goodness, I want this so badly. And then I want to top it off with an orange lemonade with sweet cream foam. Oh my goodness. Both of these things look really good. A friend of mine had already had the orange lemonade and said it was fantastic. She said it was really good. So
I will say we might not agree on characters, but we really have pretty similar tastes in food because this one would have been what I talked about.
Oh.
It sounds so good, but you already picked it, so I chose Gideon's instead.
Oh, gotcha.
Because, yeah, that, the, oh my God, they both sound so good. I mean, yeah, I agree with you. Creamsicle, orange flavor, big, big fan.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man. Yeah, just looking at a lot of this stuff, it just sounds so good. Like,
it the really all pig, does.
The polite pig has this, like, Cuban sandwich. Oh, man. Just yeah. Sounds delish.
The so. Oh, I'm blanking on the new Dole Whip place. Waves, sunshine, something. What's the new Dole Whip place?
Oh, Swirls on the Water.
Swirls on the Water. Yeah, they had like an orange Dole Whip too, that cone that sounded really good.
Yeah, they sure do. They sure do. Yeah, this, oh man, this gelato. Oh, and then over at, where can you get this? Oh, this is at Wine Bar George, but you can get this like, so Corksicle is like a, so the Food and Wine Festival is actually presented by Corksicle. Mm-hmm. They have like those, you know, travel containers, but they have this like wood grain, like cup. And I'm like, I just want it so badly. Yeah, I just really want it. Anyway, so that is Flavors of Florida happening until August 14th. So if you're down there for the next month and a half at Disney Springs, try one of these items. Again, go to the Disney Food blog and check it out. All of the items are in the app as well at Park Snacker to, you know, make sure you rate and review those. All right, so I think this is going to be the last topic today. We're going to make this a bit shorter of an episode, but something I thought was cool that I saw in the My Disney Experience app, you can now book a horse-drawn carriage ride. Now, those have always been around, but it now exists in the app where you can book one of these horse-drawn carriage rides. You could do this at the Fort Wilderness or the Port Orleans Resort. These are 25-minute rides, and they cost $55 for a party up to four adults or two adults with three small children. And you want to do advance reservations on that. But I thought this would be cool for, like, you know, if you have a small family, just something different. If you're there, especially for like a week stay, you need something else to do. Or if you're like on a honeymoon or just like, you know, with your significant other, just something romantic to do. You know, I feel like I see the question a lot, like, oh, what's something romantic, you know, you can do? And, you know, there's so many people love staying at the Port Orleans Resort because it does have that more romantic feel for, like, you know, a much cheaper price than, like, you know, a deluxe resort.
I love Riverside. Now, did it say both Port Orleans Riverside and French Quarter?
It just said the Port Orleans Resort, so I think the horse-drawn carriage just goes through both.
Oh, does it? Okay, that's what I was wondering, because I love Riverside. I think it's gorgeous. Like, Fort Wilderness is cool too, but if I were to do this, I would 100% do it at Port Orleans, because I, like you said, like, for something romantic, like just taking a nice little carriage ride through the beautiful, like, the rooms are gorgeous. Like, the scenery just has a nice little river thing going through it. It's just lovely. And I think for something romantic to do, or if you're looking, like, if you're on a honeymoon or just on a vacation, getaway, whatever, like, if you're looking for something to, like, surprise your significant other or family with, like, this would be a very relatively cheap thing to surprise a family with on, like, a rest day.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's so easy to do because you can do it in the app and you don't have to call ahead of time or whatever.
Yeah. You could do it on the website as well, but they just added it to the app. So.
Nice. Yeah, and I'm sure you still can call and whatever. But
oh, yeah, probably. Yeah,
yeah, but now it's even easier. And I'm sure it's easier to check availability now that it's on the app too.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that is just something else fun that you guys can do on, you know, your off days or whatever. So, all right. Well, you know, that's going to cut it short for this week. You know, Katie and I, we've had some long days. So Yeah, it's been a day for both of us, so we decided, okay, let's, you know, nothing crazy happened this past week that we need to talk about. So just some, like, lighter news, some, you know, some great updates coming back to the Walt Disney World Resort. So many characters are coming back, which is something people have been dying for, you know, not dying, but they've been, you know, asking
waiting for. Now, here's the thing. Where the hell is Fantasmic?
Oh, did you see? So
what?
On the Disney's TikTok, they just posted a video of how to do a dance from Fantasmic. So I feel like that's a tease. Yeah, it's actually pretty fun. I'm like, oh, I actually want to learn how to do that.
Oh
yeah.
Man, okay.
I was like, oh, is that? Like, I got real excited at first because like, I think I saw it yesterday. But I was like, ooh, are they going to announce it soon? We know it's coming back this year. We just don't know when.
Dude.
Yeah. So I was like, okay, hopefully, you know, that's a little tease. Maybe we'll get a date.
Don't play with my heart like this.
I feel like if anything, we'll get a date by like D23 because D23, we're going to get tons of news and I sure hope we're going to have news by then.
Didn't they say summer of 22 though? They said coming in the summer. It's summer.
I think they said in 2022. Yeah, Fantasmic
return dates. I just miss Fantasmic. And I also, I don't need a video to teach me how to do Mickey's little dance. I know how to do Mickey's little dance.
Yeah, it looks like it's just later this year. So they don't have an actual date.
Well, we can all practice our dance moves, and I will keep my eyes peeled on poor Fantasmic coming back one day in 2022, probably on
It'll
December
be back.
31st.
It'll be back soon. Don't worry.
Okay.
All right. Well, that's it for this week. Katie, where can we find you?
Oh, well, you guys come hang out with me over on Instagram. I am at Magically Mootsy, and I'm also on Parksnacker at Magically Mootsy, and I will randomly put one or two items up at a time on Parksnacker that I've had in the past just to keep things real, you know? Got to space it out.
It's all good. It's all good. Cool. Find all of our social media at parksnacker.com, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all that jazz, TikTok, YouTube. Make sure you're subscribing over there. And then you can find me on Parksnacker at Parksnacker Matt. So, you know, make sure if you don't have Parksnacker, download it. It'll help you really plan for your next trip. You know, I heard from a friend this past week again, you know, that, you know, oh man, this meal wasn't like, I just wish I got something else. I'm like, did you look at the app? They're like, yeah, I had it, but I didn't. And I'm like, oh, my God.
Oh, man.
The app would have told you this item was not good. It would have told you.
What was it? So, do you remember? Now I need to know.
No, I honestly can't remember. I can't, like, it happened. We talked about it 2 days ago, and I can't remember. Oh, we were talking about the crepes over in the New France area. And I've just heard very mixed things on it. Mm-hmm. I've never been a big crepe guy, and then just seeing all the mixed reactions of it, mostly not great. Mm-hmm. I'm like, okay, I'm not ever going to go there. So, yeah. So on Parksnacker, you'll see that the new creperie over in France is doing very hot. So, yeah. Anyways, so that's that. Until next week, Katie, I'll see you then.
All right. Bye.
Bye.